The second step of Lectio Divina is meditatio, meditation. This can be a wonderful passage for two things. First of all, I think it's a wonderful passage to examine ourselves and how loving we are. And secondly, I think it reveals something tremendous to us about God the Father. This passage for me has always been very important ever since I made a retreat, and Jesus really revealed to me that this is how the Father loves us. This is ultimately what love is, and if God is love, then God the Father could be replaced in this sentence with love. So just for the sake of a meditation, I'll do that with you. First of all, try to apply it to yourself. If I speak in human and angelic tongues but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or clashing cymbal. Have you ever had times of experiences like that where you're very ineffective and you realize it's because you're doing it on your own? Or maybe not even doing it with love or with God? And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries, all knowledge, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? If I have all faith so as to move mountains, I mean, that's wonderful if we had that kind of faith. But not to have love, I am nothing. Without love, without God, on our own, we are nothing. We can accomplish nothing, and we can do nothing. If I give away everything I own, I think we're all tempted to do that at some point, either tempted or invited to. But oftentimes it's out of pride. If I do this out of pride, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. You know, so Jesus promises us that if we give him anything in this life, he'll give us 100-fold here in this world and eternal life to come. But if we don't do it with love, we gain nothing. Now here's the part where you can really use as self-examine, especially for confession. Is your love patient? Are you patient with those around you? Love is kind. Are you kind and gentle? It is not jealous. So do you experience any jealousy? If you do, it's not love. Stop doing it. Love is not pompous. If you notice that you are doing things to be seen, that's not love. It's not inflated. It's not all about you. It's not all about me. It is not rude. Are you rude to the people that you're with? Are you rude to your family, to your parents, to your siblings, to your children? Are you rude to the waitress that helps you? Are you rude to the people in traffic? That's not love. It does not seek its own interests. Do you seek whatever is best for you in any given situation? It is not quick-tempered. That's a big one. Are we quick-tempered? Are we quick to become enraged? It does not brood over injury. I love this word. If you find yourself brooding over injury, over something that someone has done to you, that's not love. Don't do it. Let it go. Forgive. Love does not rejoice over wrongdoing. Are you critical of others? Do you take delight when you see others fail? That's not love. But it rejoices with the truth. What is the truth? That every human being was created in the image and likeness of God. And God delights in them as much as he delights in you and I, as much as he delights in his Son, Jesus Christ. If we love in this way that is laid out before us in Corinthians, this love will bear all things. This love will believe all things. This love will hope all things. This love will endure all things. This love will never fail. So that's a wonderful exercise to do a self-examination, an examination of conscience, especially before we go to confession or before we go to Mass, or even at the end of the night. It could be a beautiful thing just to reflect on how we've been loving or how we have failed to be loving. The second part of this meditation is going to be based on the notion that God is love. And if God is love, and we associate that being the Father, if the Father is love, then we can place the Father in this passage every time we hear love. So I'll start with the litany of love is patient. Now think about God the Father. God the Father is love. And maybe you don't have a great image of God the Father. Maybe you didn't have a great father growing up, or you've had authority figures in your life that were not fatherly to you. Jesus came to show us who the Father really is and what his love is like. So here's the Father, and he's been dying to tell you about him. The Father is patient. God the Father is so patient with you. The Father is kind. Sometimes we think we have this Father that is just like an authoritarian figure, but he's so kind and he's so gentle as you get to know him. The Father is so tender. The Father is not jealous. The Father is not pompous. The Father is not inflated. So the Father's total focus is on you and all of us. He loves us. He loves his only Son. He sent his only Son into the world because God desired to give and receive this love with us. The Father is not rude. The Father does not seek its own interests. Sometimes we think that God wants to use us like pawns for his own game, and that simply is such a distorted view of God. The Father does not seek his own interests. He does have your best interest at heart. He does love you. He will not manipulate you. He does want so much that you have life and have it in abundance. This is a wonderful one because oftentimes we've been grown up to think of this fierce, angry God. The Father is not quick-tempered. That means he doesn't have a temper. He's not quick to do that. It's not his tendency. His tendency is to be patient with us. Just think about how patient he's been with the human race over all these thousands of years. We sin and we fall, and he just keeps trying to bring us back into his love. The Father does not brood over injury. In some translations, this says the Father does not take offense. There's nothing that you do that's going to offend him. The Father is not going to focus on how he's been injured or hurt by you. The Father just wants to love you. And only God can do that so unconditionally. The Father does not rejoice in your wrongdoing. God never rejoices in your wrongdoing. But the Father rejoices with the truth. And the truth is, you are precious in his eyes. You are his beloved son or daughter. The truth is, he loves you with a love beyond all telling. Now, this is the great part. The Father bears all things. He can handle everything with you. The Father believes all things. He believes in you. The Father hopes all things. He has hope in you and your salvation. The Father endures all things. There is nothing he won't endure with you. The Father never fails. The Father will not fail you. He will always come through. Spend some time now in your own just meditating on this passage and what God is speaking to you through it.